Thank you once again, Mr. Chairman, and I take the floor again just to clarify how I understand the situation. In principle, certainly my delegation agrees with the distinguished delegation of Cuba that we have the mandate to decide anything new if we wish to. And in that sense, I fully endorse, also my delegation endorses what Austria said. This is not a mandate that is a happy mandate from our point of view, nationally speaking, but this is a compromise reached by the high contracting parties just a few months back. And in that sense, I also agree with the intervention by the distinguished delegation of the US that what we have at hand right now is two options. Either we can work on the language, and certainly we have the mandate to do so, but our proposal was to try and rely on what we just agreed 3 months back at the GGE on laws in the final report. And in that case, while I don't have a problem with the language support proposed by Cuba, that language was not part of the final recommendations that we just agreed. As the US delegation pointed out, this is covered in the introduction part where we quote the full decision of the review conference. So my delegation's suggestion was to either we get into drafting exercise, which we would be happy to contribute to, but for practical reasons, it might be more prudent to rely on what we just agreed to by consensus 3-4 months back. Thank you once again, Mr. Chair.